We'll start the study of the book of Romans.
我们的进度是每一堂一章。
And we will proceed one chapter with each session.
那今天晚上预定是要学完第一章跟第二章。
So we plan on studying chapters 1 and 2 tonight.
罗马书的作者是保罗。
The author of the book is Paul.
这个在第一节讲得很清楚。
And it's stated clearly in verse 1.
那写罗马书的时间大概是公元57-58年的时候。
And the time it was written was approximately year 57 or 58.
地点在哥林多。
It was written in Corinth.
罗马书一章一共可以分成四段来了解。
And we can divide chapter 1 into 4 sections.
第一段是从一节到第七节。
The first section is verses 1-7.
它的内容是发信人跟受信人。
And its contents include the writer and the recipients.
那第一节到第二节是发信人的身份。
And the first two verses cover the status of the writer.
从这两节可以了解这个发信的身份就是主耶稣的使徒。
And we can see from verse 1, the writer is an apostle of God.
他的任务是传福音的。
And he is selected to spread the gospel of God.
那第三到第五节就谈到主耶稣的人性和他的神性。
And verses 3-5 describe the divinity and humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ.
第三节说，按着肉体说，主耶稣就从大卫后裔生的。
And in verse 3 it says, He was born of the seed of David according to the flesh.
圣经有说讲耶稣基督是亚伯兰祖孙。
And the Bible records how Jesus Christ was the descendant of Abraham.
有说讲他的大卫的后裔。
And also the descendant of David.
这个有不同的含义。
And there are different meanings behind this.
如果圣经讲耶稣是亚伯兰祖孙的时候，
When the Bible describes Jesus as the descendant of Abraham.
就说明神对他们应许的话已经应验了。
And it means that his promise to Abraham has already been fulfilled.
如果圣经讲耶稣是大卫祖孙的时候，
When it says that Jesus is the descendant of David.
就强调他王权。
It emphasizes his kingship.
因为旧约圣经有几个地方预言大卫的后裔有人要在宝座永远作王。
Because in the Old Testament, it prophesied that there would be somebody who would take the throne of David forever.
其实大卫祖是没有一个人永远做王。
And after the abolishment of the kingdom, there was nobody occupying the throne of David.
所以在大卫宝座永远做王了，就是耶稣基督。
So the only one who revived the throne of David is Jesus Christ.
以色列国有好多的王，但是特别是大卫王，是圣经说合神心意的。
And there were many kings of Israel, but there was only one, David, who was a man after God's own heart.
也是以色列人历代以来的王，被以色列人所最尊重的一个王。
And he is the most revered king of all the kings of Israel.
1948年5月14日，以色列建国。
And in 1948, the nation of Israel was revived again.
他们这个以色列国的旗号叫做大卫之星。
And the
大卫的星星。
Oh, the star of David is the emblem of the nation.
可见他们非常崇敬大卫王。
And so we can see still today they revere King David.
那因为这里说按照理说他是大卫的后裔，所以这个是讲耶稣有人性成为人来。
So we can see he was born of David according to the flesh, so he is a human.
然后说因为从死里复活，用大能显明他是神的儿子，这个是讲他的神性。
But also that he is the son of our of God, and this is his divinity.
我们信耶稣也是神的儿子。
And we too, believing in our Lord Jesus, are also children of God.
我们没有神性，我们只有人性。
But of course, we do not have a divine nature; we are only human.
关于神的儿子，英文圣经的翻译有一个区别。耶稣有神性，他用大写；我们没有神性，就用小写。
And in the English translation, there's a distinction in the way it's written because our Lord Jesus is divine. His sonship is capitalized while we are only in small letters.
这个不但是新的旧约也是一样。
And this is true not only in the New Testament, but also the Old Testament.
看诗篇的第二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
诗篇二篇七节提到神对我说，你是我的儿子，我今生你，这个我就是弥赛亚，就是基督。
And here we see the Lord has said to me, you are my son. This refers to the Messiah, the Christ.
这里的儿子英文上也是用大写表明。
And son here is capitalized.
所以旧约如果提到弥赛亚是神的儿子，一定用大写，新约的时候也是一样，用大写表明耶稣有神性。
So everywhere in the Old Testament and the New Testament where a son is capitalized, it refers to the Messiah.
因为他成为人来。
Because he came in the form of flesh.
有人性的软弱。
He also had human weaknesses.
所以更能够体系我们的软弱。
So he was more able to understand our weaknesses.
因为他有神性，所以他才有能力做我们的救主。
But because he is also divine, he has the authority to be our Savior.
那第五节就谈到我们从他受了恩惠，还有这个属毒的这个职分，叫保罗，他得到神的恩惠，得到属毒这个职分。
So in verse 5, we see that Paul has received the grace and apostleship from him.
叫万国当中叫人为了他的名信入真道，就是提到保罗这个任务，就是要传福音。
For obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, his mission as the apostle.
六节到七节就谈到了受信人的身份。
And verse 6 describes the status of the believers.
第六节谈到所有信主人都是蒙主所选召属于耶稣基督的人。
And verse 7 also, all the beloved of God are called to be saints.
我们每个人都是主所选召的，我们都是耶稣属于耶稣基督的人。
We also have been called to our Lord Jesus Christ and are chosen by God.
第十节又说我们是奉召做圣徒的。
And we are also called to be saints.
所以每个信主人在信主那一天他已经成为圣徒。
So the ones who are believing in Jesus Christ are called to be saints on that day.
第二段是八到十五节，这个是感谢和愿望的话。
And in the next section, verses 8 through 15, it is words of thanksgiving and hope.
第八节他说为了罗马教会的信徒传遍天下，保罗要感谢神。
And in verse 8 we see Paul thanks God that their faith is spoken throughout the whole world.
这里传遍天下不是传遍到世界每个角落，而是传遍在有教会的地方。
And here, throughout the whole world, refers to everywhere the church has been spread.
因为传道人到处宣牧，会把某个教会的信徒的信心到另一个教去宣扬，来鼓励他们。
Because the apostles would bring news of the faith of the believers from one church to another for encouragement.
像我们今天有些传道人从台湾来，或是从其他国家来，就把他们国家有些有信心的表现来拿来这里鼓励大家。
Just as today, we have ministers coming from Taiwan or other countries bringing news of the faith of the believers here for encouragement.
罗马教因为信心好，所以这个消息已经传遍当时各地教会。
And so the faith of the Roman church was great so that they were spoken throughout the whole world where the church was spread.
那九节到十五节这一段是谈到保罗很想去罗马。
And verses 9 through 15 express Paul's desire to visit Rome.
这个在十五章也有提到。
And it's also referred to in chapter 15 also.
保罗很想去罗马。
Paul desired to go to Rome.
但没有去成。
But he was unable to at that time.
使徒二十八章记载他到罗马去坐牢去的。
And in Acts it refers to how Paul was taken to Rome for imprisonment.
那是第一次去坐牢。
That was the time he went to prison for the first time.
两年就得了释放。
And then after 2 years, he was released.
第二次去罗马坐牢被判死刑。
The second time he went to Rome to be imprisoned, he was sentenced to death.
虽然在罗马书里面他两处谈到他很想去罗马，结果没有去教而就囚犯的身份到罗马去坐牢。
And so here he expresses how he desires to go to Rome for the believers, but actually he was brought in both times as a criminal.
这个让我们知道我们的脚步是神在引导的，你想去哪里做什么事，看看是不是合神主意呢。
So here we see that wherever we go, where our steps may lead are all determined by God.
我们可以参考雅各书。
Let's look at James.
雅各书的第四章。
Let's read James chapter 4.
十五节。
James chapter 4 verse 15.
这里说，我们主当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事啊。我们要做什么，可以计划，但是看看是不是合于神主意。
Of course, we can try to make plans for what we do, but we have to see if it is according to God's will.
如果会神的主意，我们的计划就会实现。
If it is the Lord's will, then our plans will come to fruition.
保罗很想去罗马，但是神主意不是这样，所以他没有去过罗马教会。
And Paul desired to go to visit the Roman church, but God's will was not such, so he did not go.
所以我们就知道罗马就不如保罗去建立的。
And as far as we know, the church in Rome was not established by Paul.
因为保罗写信给罗马人的时候，罗马已经有教会了。
Because the time when he wrote this letter, the church was already established there.
那到底是谁去建立的呢？
So who established the church in Rome?
天主教传说他是保罗彼得去建立的。
And according to the Roman Catholic tradition, it was established by Peter.
甚至他说彼得是第一代的教皇。
And they even called Peter the first pope.
圣经没有根据。
Is there this in the Bible?
有一种可能是五旬节的时候。
It's possible that on the day of Pentecost.
罗马那边也有人回来耶路撒冷说五旬节。
There may have been believers who went from Rome back to Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost.
那一天有3000个受洗。
And on that day, 3,000 were baptized.
可能是罗马来的客里也有人受洗。
So it's possible that among those from Rome were those who were baptized.
然后回去把人传开。
And then they brought the gospel back with them to Rome.
这个在使徒的第二章第十节。
So this is recorded in Acts chapter 2 verse 10.
那里谈到了从罗马来的客里啊，有从罗马的客里来的耶路撒冷守逾越守这个五旬节。
And here we see there were visitors from Rome observing the Pentecost in Jerusalem.
然后他们在耶路撒冷受洗回到罗马以后就把这魂传开。
And after they were baptized that day, they went back to Rome and spread the gospel there.
当然这个是一种推测，圣经没有清楚的记录。
Of course, this is just a hypothesis. There's no clear record of it in the Bible.
其实谁去建立这个不重要。
So it's not that important who established the church in Rome.
不管是谁建立都是神的工作。
No matter who did it initially, it was all the work of God.
好像保罗说过，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫它生长。
And as Paul himself wrote, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.
我们的本分是撒种或是浇灌，那么要能不能生长，在于神有没有给它生命。
So we may do the work of sowing the seeds or watering, but it's up to God to give the growth.
神给它生命，就会扎根发芽。
And if God gives it life, then it will take root and grow.
神给了生命，它就继续成长。
And only with God's help will it continue to grow.
撒种跟浇灌是尽人的本能而已。
And the work of sowing the seeds or watering is only to our best effort.
然后这个九节到十五节记载，保罗很想去罗马。
So in verses 9 through 15, Paul shows how much he wants to go to Rome.
九节十五节就说他求神开路，能够照着神的主意得了平坦道路到罗马教会去。
So in verses 9 and 10 he makes his request that if some way God may find that he may go to Roman.
他不敢不敢强求。
He did not force the issue.
他说照神主意能够得了平坦道路，他不敢强求。
So he said, at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you.
那么他到底罗马教有什么目的呢？
What was his purpose in wanting to go to Rome?
从十一节到十五节谈到他有三个目的。
So from verses 11 through 15 there were three main purposes.
第一个目的在十一节。
And the first is in verse 11.
要把一些属灵的因素分给罗马的教会，给他们信心更加坚固。
And it says that he wanted to bring them some spiritual gift so that their faith may be established.
保罗有很多的恩数。
Paul had many spiritual gifts.
他想把这恩数也分给罗马的教会。
He wanted to share these spiritual gifts with the Roman church.
是用什么方法分给他们？就按手祷告，给他们得到保罗所得的一些恩数。
So the way that he would be able to do that is to lay hands through prayer with them so that they could receive the gifts also.
教会要建立需要有一些工人有恩数才有神同工才把教会建立起来。
The way for a church to be established, there must be some workers with God's help to establish the church.
保罗很想把他的恩赐也分给罗马的教会，就借着按种方法给他们得到保罗的恩赐。
So Paul was one of these gifted workers, and he desired to share these gifts with the church so that they could grow also.
第二个目的是所指所谈到的，跟他们一同得到安慰啊，这个安慰有的译本翻成得到鼓励啊。
And in verse 12, the second purpose is that they may be encouraged or receive comfort in some translations.
保罗很谦虚，不敢说我去教导你们。
And Paul was very humble. He did not say, I'm going to go teach you.
他说我到你们那边是借着你与我彼此信心同得鼓励，或者同得安慰，不敢说我去教导你们。
The way he worded it was that he may be encouraged together with them or comforted with them.
有时候信徒的信心比传道人更强更单纯。
And sometimes the faith of the believers is even more pure and stronger than the ministers.
有时候信徒所得的体验比传道人还要多。
And sometimes the experiences of the believers are even greater than the ministers.
所以他不敢去说去教导，而是彼此的信心能够同得安慰，或者说同得鼓励。
So he was humble enough to say that rather than teaching them, that he may be encouraged or comforted with them by their mutual faith.
他放出了他的姿态，跟弟兄姐妹这样凭着身份来彼此鼓励、彼此安慰，而不敢说从上面要教导你们。
So he placed himself on the same level as all of the believers, not someone that was higher to impart something to them.
这个是传道人应当有的心态。
And this is the kind of attitude a minister should have.
我们在主里面多数彼此学习的。
And our attitude is that we are learning together through our Lord Jesus Christ.
个人都有他的优点。
Everyone has their own strengths.
就是弟兄姐妹也有他的优点。
And all the believers have their own
qualities. 有时候传道人会从信徒当中得到更多的造就。
So sometimes the preachers can receive much edification from the believers.
第三个目的是十三到十五节所谈到的。
And the third purpose is in verses 13 to 15.
他希望在罗马这个地方得到一些果子。
And he hoped to have some fruit in Rome.
圣经里面讲的这个果子常常是指行为说的，但这里的果子不是指行为说的。
And the Bible often refers to fruits as works, but that's not what he's referring to here.
而是指的要得更多的信徒。
But rather to receive more believers.
我们看雅各书第一章十八节。
Let's look at James chapter 1 verse 18.
雅各书的第一章十八节。
James chapter 1 verse 18.
他按自己的主意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像初熟的果子啊！这里谈到神用真道生我们，好像初熟的果子这么宝贵。
So here we see that God brought us forth by the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits.
所以罗马书一章十三节所谈到的，要在你们当中得了一些果子，就是说。得到更多的信徒，因为罗马这个城是一个很大的城市，还有很多没有信耶稣。
So in verse 13, that is why Paul writes that he may have some fruit among them, referring to gaining more believers in Rome.
所以十三节下面就谈到，如同在其余的外邦人当中一样。
Just as among the other Gentiles.
因为保罗是外邦的使徒。
Because he was the apostle to the Gentiles.
他从蒙主选召那一天开始，就往外邦传福音。
So from the day that he was called by the Lord, he went to the Gentiles to preach the gospel.
所以他第一站就到了欧洲啊，腓立比这个地方。
So his first stop was to Europe, to Philippi.
因为底下一些人相信福音传开。
And from there, people started to believe the gospel.
就建立了腓立比教会。
And the Philippian church was established.
所以腓立比是欧洲第一个教会。
So Philippi was the first church established in Europe.
里底亚是欧洲第一种子。
And Lydia was the first fruit in Europe.
那保罗在这地罗马教会说，他到罗马去的目的，要在那边得到更多信徒，好像在别的外邦人当中一样。
And so that is why he writes to the Roman church that he wants to gain more fruit among them, just as among the other Gentiles or the other churches.
但是他说，如今还有阻隔，没有办法马上去。
But at the present time, there was an obstacle that he could not go.
什么阻隔他没有讲。
He did not say what the obstacle was.
很可能是他 在哥林多宫还没完成，还需要留在那边一段期时间以后才能够到罗马来。
It was possible that his work in Corinth was not yet complete, so he could not go to Rome.
这个从十五章那边的话可以了解。
And we could understand this more clearly in chapter 15.
我们可以看罗马书十五章。
Let's turn now to Romans 15.
罗马书的十五章第二十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 23.
罗马书十五章二十三节。
Romans 15, verse 23.
这里说，如今在这里再没有可传的地方啊，这里说。在这里是在哥林多一带还已经没有可传地方了。
And he says here, no longer having a place in these parts, referring to in Corinth.
那十五章的十九节又说，到处传了基督的福音。
And he said in verse 19, he has fully preached the gospel of Christ everywhere.
他的传福音的精神非常积极，到处传福音。
He was very fervent in doing the work of the gospel.
那二十三节说，在这里现在已经没有可传地方了。
But in verse 23, he says he no longer had a place in those parts.
很想去罗马。
And that is why he had a great desire to go to Rome.
因此，这个一章的第十三节所谈的，如今还有阻隔啊，大概是工作还没有完成，需要暂时再留在哥林多这个地方。
So perhaps that is his reason for saying he was hindered in chapter 1, verse 13.
十五节又谈到，不管是新义人、是坏人、聪明人、愚拙人，他都欠他们的债啊。传福音是在还债，不传就是欠债啊。
So he says in verse 14, he is a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians. Not preaching the gospel is to have a debt.
新义人有的译本换成希腊人，其实新义人不一定是希腊人。
And here it refers to the Greeks or other translations say the Hellenic.
希腊人可以说接受希腊文化的人。
Hellenic people could be people who have received Greek education.
当时希腊文化很高，罗马人呢接受希腊文化。
And the Greek culture was very widespread, and the Romans followed the Greeks.
所以保罗书信里面常常提到希腊人是代表外邦人。
So in the reference to Greeks, it also refers to all Gentiles.
接受希腊文化的希腊人包括罗马人。
That is all people who have received Greek culture and education, including the Romans.
因此希腊人是涵盖当时的这个外邦人。
And so the Greeks here refers in a broader term to all Gentiles.
那化外人就没有文化的人。
And the barbarians are those who are uncultured.
不管是什么种族、什么身份。保罗都欠他们福音的债，要还这个债，传入给他们。
But no matter what their background or their status, Paul was a debtor to all of them.
十五节又说，他情愿尽他的力量，把福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
And he said in verse 15, as much as in him, he is ready to preach the gospel to them.
从十三到十五节这段，据了解，这里所说的得些果子啊，书上说的得些果子。不是好行为，而是得到更多的信徒。
And so we can understand from verse 13 that to have some fruit here refers not to good works, but to gaining believers.
所以我们读圣经需要看前的关系。
So in studying the Bible, we need to look at the context of every
verse. 如果单单看十三节这个得的果子，好像好行为。
And if we just look at verse 13, we may think that it refers to good works.
因为圣经常常讲，我们好像当作果子去描述。
Because in the Bible, fruit often refers to our good works.
但从前后去了解，他不是讲好行，而是讲要得到更多的信徒。
But we can see here, he actually refers to the believers as the fruit.
十六到十七节是第三段，义人必因信得生。
And verses 16 and 17 speak of how the righteousness of God is through faith.
十六节保罗说，他不以这个福音为耻，为什么？因为常常为了传福音被抓去坐牢。
And he starts off by saying he is not ashamed of the gospel because he frequently is imprisoned for the gospel's sake.
犯法人才要坐牢。
Usually it's someone who commits a crime that
must be imprisoned. 所以坐牢是一件不名誉的事情。
So of course being imprisoned is not a glorious thing.
但保罗坐牢不是他犯什么罪。
But Paul was imprisoned not because he committed crimes.
因为传福音当时人不谅解，所以才被抓去坐牢。
But rather because he preached the gospel and people did not understand, so he was imprisoned.
认为他去坐牢或者传福音受了逼迫，并不是丢脸事情，而是一种荣耀。
So he treated his imprisonment for the sake of the gospel not as a shame but as glory.
他说这个福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的，甚至犹太人或者希腊人神的大能要救所有信他的人。
The gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.
这里先讲犹太人，才讲新约人，为什么？因为耶稣降生在犹太。
And it says here the Jew first and then the Greek because Jesus came as a Jew.
这个神对亚伯拉罕所应许的。
And this was also a promise of God.
所以犹太人优先得到这个福音。
And the Jews were the first to receive the gospel.
因为他们不信福音，才从外邦去。
But because they did not believe initially, then the gospel spread to the Gentiles.
我们看使徒十三章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 13.
十三章，四十六节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 46.
十六节，保罗对犹太人说。神的道先在你们是应当的，但因为你们弃绝这个道，断了自己不配的永生，我们就转向外邦人那边去了。这里告诉我们，犹太人基督福音是外邦得救的开始。
So here we see that the rejection of the gospel by the Jews is the beginning of the gospel to the Gentiles.
那罗马书一章刚刚所谈到的这个十七节就说，十六节就说。神的福音要先救犹太人，因为耶稣降生了犹太，因为神对亚伯拉罕应许他首先出现基督，所以犹太人就优先得到福音。但因为他们不信，所以保罗就往外邦去传福音。
So we see this with verse 16 of chapter 1, that the gospel of Christ was to the Jews first because Jesus came as a Jew, but because they rejected the gospel, then it was spread to the Gentiles.
神要救人有一个次序，先救犹太人，然后才救外邦人。
So we can see the order and the plan of God for salvation, first to the Jews and then the Greeks.
那这个书记节的这个书记是罗马书的主题的这个圣句啊，主题圣句啊。
And so in verse 17, we see the whole theme or the thesis of this book of Romans.
所以得是罗马书全卷的一个核心。
It is the summary of the entire message of this book.
所以这圣经，如果你能够清楚的了解罗马书十六章，等于全部都明白了。
So if you can understand this verse very clearly, then you will be able to understand all of the chapters of Romans.
我给神学生考试时啊，这一题一定会考。
And when I give the theological students a test, I will always refer to this question.
就是教人写作业时，给他们对这一节怎么样去写。
So that is to explain this verse.
所以这一节如果你能够明白，罗马书全卷都明白了。
So if you can truly understand this verse, then you understand the book of Romans.
注意这一般基督教解释跟我们不同。
Most Christian churches explain this verse differently from we do.
注意这谈到神的义，正在福音上显明出来。
So here we see in it the righteousness of God is revealed.
神的义就是恩典的义，白白从上面给我们的。
And the righteousness of God is grace, which is given to us freely.
相对的，人的义就是人的好行为。
And the righteousness of people is their good works.
就是律法的义。
That is the righteousness of the law.
人的义是律法所要求的。
And we derive righteousness from the requirements of the law.
神的义是借福音显明出来的。
But the righteousness of God is revealed through the gospel.
所以这里就谈到了神的义是在福音上显明的，不是借着律法显明的。
So the righteousness of God is revealed through the gospel, not through the law.
然后说，这义是本于信，以出于信，本于信就用信做出发点。
So we see it is revealed from faith as the starting point.
以至于信的用心处所，用心完成。
And to faith as its completion.
比方说我们来听道理。
For example, when we come to listen to the truth.
道理明白就受洗。
Once we understand the truth, then we are baptized.
这个是信心的表现。
This is an expression of faith.
因为受洗没有人强迫。
Because baptism is not something someone can force us.
是我们自己愿意受洗的。
It is our willingness.
这个是信心的表现。
This is a showing of our faith.
那我们信而受洗时候，我们的罪都赦免。
And when we are baptized in faith, then our sins are redeemed.
而且又被称义。
And then we become righteous.
一般基督教没有这样讲。
But most people do not explain it this way.
一般基督教说，你什么时候信悔改，你罪得赦免，你就被称，你就是神的儿子，跟死因没有关系。
Most Christians say that at the point that you believe, that is when you become righteous and that your sins are removed, not at the point of baptism.
但圣经我们能够受罪被称义做神儿女，是受洗的时候发生这个功效。
But the Bible clearly says that it is at the point of baptism when we receive our righteousness.
哥林多前书第六章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书的第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
十一节。
verse 11.
啊，六章十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11.
这里谈到奉耶稣基督的名，啊，就是洗礼奉耶稣的名，然后说借着神的灵，啊，这个神的灵在这里是我作证的功的这个作用啊。因为没有神的见证，洗礼没有功效。那这个功效下面谈到三个：已经洗净、已经成圣、已经称义。这个已经连下来啊，已经洗净、已经成、已经称义，这个是洗礼的功效。
So here we see that Paul says, "You were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." That means through baptism.
已经洗净，从前罪洗干净了。
When you were washed, that is when you were justified and washed of your sins.
所以我们相信洗礼有赦罪功效。
So that is why we believe that baptism has the power to remit our sins.
已经成圣，圣经里面成了有两种，一种是成圣的身份，一种是成圣的生活。
And sanctification here refers to the status of sanctification and the life of sanctification.
成圣的身份是受洗所发生的功效。
We are sanctified at the point of baptism. That is when we receive the status.
看哥林前的第一章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章的第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2.
哥林前一章二节，保罗写信给哥林教会说，他们是在基督里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。
Here we see that Paul calls the church of Corinth those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus.
这里的成圣是身份的成圣。
And this refers to the status of sanctification.
因为哥林前书从一章到十六章，每一章都是很多责备的话。
Because in the entire book of 1 Corinthians, there are many words of rebuke.
他们纷争结党。
And they had divided into factions.
他们信主有人起了继母，连外邦都没有的淫乱，他们都敢做。
And they were committing a lot of immoral wrongs.
他们出拜偶像东西。
And they ate food sacrificed idols.
他们纷争结党。
And they were very divisive and had
factions. 他们彼此相告。
They accused each other.
他们喝圣餐时候拿酒来喝醉酒。
And they were drinking wine for the Holy Communion.
很多败坏的行为。
There were a lot of immoral actions.
但保罗开头就说，你们就基督里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。
And yet, Paul calls them here those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus.
他们生活还没有成圣，但已经成圣身份了。
Even though they were not living a sanctified life, that they had the status of being sanctified.
但是我们不要停留在成圣身份地步，应当要过着成圣生活。
Of course, we cannot stop at having the status of being sanctified, but must live a sanctified life.
这才是名无其数的圣徒。
And so then we can truly live the life that we are called to be saints.
成圣身份是受洗之后马上得到的。
So when we are baptized, that is when we receive the status.
成圣的生活是一辈子灵修的课题。
But sanctified life is something that we must practice all through our lives.
看今天就后书第二章，第一章啊，罗马后书第二章。
Let's look at Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
第二章的第十三节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13.
书在这谈到我们得救有三个步骤。
So we see here that there are three aspects of our salvation.
第一个步骤有主的拣选。
First, we must be called, chosen by the Lord.
第二步是相信真道。
Secondly, we must have belief in the truth.
第三步是圣灵感动成为圣洁。
And third, we must be sanctified by the Spirit.
这样才可以得救。
And these are the three that are needed for salvation.
但一般基督教不是这样讲。
But most Christian churches do not explain this way.
一般基督教你悔改信就得救了。
Most of them say that if you repent and believe, then you are saved.
甚至说一受得了永远得救。
And some of them say that as soon as you believe, you are saved.
啊，他说神除非人软弱。
And they said that God is merciful to the weaknesses of man.
你信主一受得救，以后不管犯什么罪，你悔改就得赦免，所以永远得救。
So they say that as soon as you believe, you are saved and you are always saved, no matter what wrong you do.
但我们刚刚讲的提摩这个提摩后书二章十三节，他是说得救需要有主拣选，需要信真道。如果你信假道，也不能得救，还要圣灵感动成为圣洁才得救。
So we see here, though, that in verse 13, there are three requirements. First, God must choose us for salvation. Secondly, we must believe in the truth. And third, we must live a life sanctified by the Spirit.
这里成为圣洁是讲成圣的生活。
And here, sanctification by the Spirit means a life of sanctified living.
过年前的第六章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 again.
刚刚看的十一节。
Verse 11.
洗礼第三个功效就已经称义啊，这个称义也有两种。
And here, you are washed and you are justified. Justified also refers to two things.
一种是行为的称义，一种是身份的称义。
And again, there is justification of our actions and justification of status.
那受洗说已经称义，这个是讲称义的身份。
And when we are baptized, we are justified, that is referring to our status.
罗马书里面所提的称义都属于这一种称义，就是身份的称义。
And so the justification referred to in Romans always refers to the status.
所以他一个人称义不是因为行为。
So the person is not justified by their works.
是因为你信耶稣，罪得赦免，被人当作，把你当作义人看待。
So justification in Romans means that if you believe in the Lord Jesus and your sins are removed, then in God's eyes you are justified as righteous.
那称义的另一种含义是讲行为的称义。
And there is also another meaning of justification of works.
看雅各书的第二章。
Let's look at James chapter 2.
雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2.
第24节。
Verse 24。雅各书二章二十四节。James chapter 2 verse 24。这样看来，人称义是因着行为，不是单因着信啊。雅各在说，一个人称义是要因着行为，不是单因着信。Here James writes that a man is justified by works and not by faith only.
他没有说不需要信。He
did not say we do not need faith.
他是说不是单因着信。
But he said it was not by faith only.
也要因着行为。
It must be also by works.
这里的称义是讲行为的称义。
Here he refers to justification by works.
有人说保罗的罗马书跟雅各书冲突了。
And so some people misinterpret and say that Paul's writings about justification are in contrast to James.
因为保罗罗马书否定行为。
Because in Paul, he says we are not justified by works.
但雅各书强调行为。
But James emphasizes justification by works.
所以一般基督教有的人认为雅各书律法色彩太浓厚了。
So some of the Christians believe that James emphasizes the law too much.
这个不可以放在新约圣经。
And it shouldn't be in the New Testament.
这个是对雅各跟保罗的一个误会。
But that is a misinterpretation of the writings of James and Paul.
保罗跟雅各根本没有冲突。
There is no conflict between their writings.
保罗是否定信主前的行为。
And
否定信主以前的行为。
What Paul rejects is the works before we believe.
你不是因为信好，神才拣选你。
It is not because you have done good that God chose you.
是神恩的领导你，你才被拣选。
But because God's grace is upon you that you are chosen.
所以有的人很生活很败坏。
So a lot of people have very immoral lives.
后来得了主拣选。
But because they are chosen by God.
然后神改变他的生活习惯。
Then the Lord has changed their lives and their works.
有的很善良。
Some people are very good.
一辈子没有听到福音的机会就过去了。
But in their whole lives, they have no chance to receive the gospel.
我们人要选东西有一个标准。
And whenever we choose something, there must be a standard.
好的才要。
We want what is good.
不好的不要。
And we reject what is bad.
如果好坏都要，就不叫选。
If there we choose both good and bad, it is not really a choice.
好像没有原则了。
And then there we have no standard or principle.
但神拣选有不同标准。
But God's standard is different.
他不如选好的。
He chooses not only the good.
好的也要, 不好也要。
He chooses the good and the bad.
就恩典, 白白领了一个人就选他。
And it is God's grace freely given to a person that God chooses.
所以信主前信好不好, 这个不重要。
So it does not matter if a person does good before they are believing.
重要是神恩典领导你, 你就被拣选。
But it is rather by God's grace alone.
那雅各就强调信后的行为。
But what James emphasizes is it works after we believe.
所以刚刚我们看了雅各二章二十四节，他说不是单因着信。
So that is why James chapter 2 verse 24 says
他没有否定信啊。
Not by faith only, he did not reject faith.
信就入门。
Faith is the entry point.
你因为信入门。
Once you enter through faith.
成为神的儿女。
And are called a child of God.
成为基督门徒。
And become a believer.
成为神国公民。
And
a 神的国的国民。
Oh, a citizen of God's household.
好，那已经入门了。
Then we have entered.
神儿女不当所听神话吗？
Of course, then you must obey God's word.
基督门徒不应当效基督榜样吗？
Don't the disciples of Jesus have to follow his example?
天国国民不能守天国法律吗？
Doesn't the citizen of a kingdom have to obey its laws?
所以雅各才说，不是单因着信，也要因着行为。
So that is why James says it is not by faith only, but by works as well.
这个是 信主后的行为。
So that is the justification by works
after we believe. 所以罗马书的称义是身份的称义。
So that is why in Romans it emphasizes justification by faith.
你因为信主，你就有称义的身份了。
And you are your status of being justified is when you believe.
跟信主前行为没有关系。
It has nothing to do with after you believe.
雅各的称义是行为的称义。
But James refers to the works after you believe.
就信主后要有尽要尽行的本信主的本分。
And after God has chosen you, you have to do your duty.
所以两个人对这个称义有不同的这个定义。
So that is why there are slightly different definitions of justification here.
一个是讲身为，一个是讲行为。
One is talking about the status, another is talking about the works.
一个是否定信主的行为。
One is to reject the works before belief.
一个是强调信后的行为。
And one is emphasizing the works after belief.
它根本没有冲突。
So there is no conflict.
看约翰一书第三章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书的第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse
7. 约翰一书三章七节。
1 John 3 verse 7.
小主们啊，不要变成以后行义才是义人，跟主耶稣义的一样。这里说行义才是义人，跟主耶稣一样。主耶稣义人，因为他有行义，他不是只有身而已，他行为是称过得这个称义的这个表现称义的这个行为，而不是单身份而已。
So we see here, he who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous, as our Lord Jesus practiced righteousness in his life.
耶稣没有原罪。
Jesus had no original sin.
所以他有称义的身份，没有错。
So he already had the status of being righteous.
但他没有犯过罪啊。
And he never committed sin.
他没有本罪啊。
He had no original sin.
所以他是行义的，不是只有身份而已，是有义的行为表现出来了。
So his righteousness was also in his status and in his works.
那主要是做我们的榜样。
So he is our perfect example.
啊，所以这个哥林前六章十一节，我们刚刚看到洗礼三个功效，一个是已经洗净，从那罪洗干净了。
So we saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that the baptism washes us of our sins and we are justified.
一个是成圣的身份，一个是称义的身份。
And it gives us the status of being justified and sanctified.
再看回来罗马书第一章。
So let's turn back to Romans chapter 1.
刚刚所看的第十七节。
Verse 17.
这意思本于信就信，这个意思用信做出发点，啊，就是你因为信受洗礼，这就被称义。
So we have righteousness of God revealed from faith. That is, when we believe, then we believe in baptism and we are justified.
以住信就用信出手，用尽完成。
So it must be the entry point is faith and completed by faith.
我们受洗后还要来聚会。
After we are baptized, we have to come to service.
有时候参与圣工。
We must worship and serve God.
有这奉献。
We have some offering.
这表示我们对神还有信心。
So that shows that we still have faith continuing God.
我们相信有神。
We believe in God.
我们相信有神的审判。
We believe in God's judgment.
我们相信有将来天堂地狱这个分别。
We believe there is division between heaven and hell.
所以我们就花时间聚会。
So that is why we come to worship God in service.
我们曾经为主工作，没有工钱。
And we preach the gospel without a pay.
我们还要奉献。
And we even give offerings.
什么时候出去信心？
So everything must come from our faith.
怀疑有没有神？
If we ever doubt in God.
有没有审判？
If we doubt in the judgment.
如果你对这个观念发生了怀疑，
If you start to have doubts about these things.
你就不想花时间聚会。
Then you will not want to come to worship.
你也不想为主工作，没有工钱。
You will not want to work for God for free.
也不想奉献。
And will not want to give your offerings.
但我们今天为什么要花时间聚会呢？
So why do we spend our time in worshiping God?
我们为什么要为主工作呢？
Why do we work for God?
我们为什么奉献呢？
Why do we offer God?
因为我们心目中有神地位。
Because in our hearts there is God.
所以我们用心持守我们所得的义。
So we hold on to our faith with this righteousness.
在神跟我们受洗之后是已经被称义了。
Because we have already been justified as righteous when we are baptized.
但信主过了几年，我们还在主的恩典当中。
But even after many years, we still live in the grace of God.
所以在神跟我们还是义人呢。
So in God's eyes, we are still righteous.
到离世那一天，我们还没有放弃信仰。
If on the day that we die, we have not let go of our faith.
把我们这个义持守到底。
And we have held on to our faith to the end.
我们还是义人。
Then we are still righteous.
所以信仰可贵的地方，就是把当初的信坚固到底。
So that is the preciousness of our faith to establish it from the beginning all the way to the end.
希伯来第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
十四节。
Verse 14.
希伯来第三章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
这里谈到将起初确实心坚固到底，就要有份啊。有的人刚刚信主很热心，后来失去当初信心，半途而废。
So some people are very fervent in the beginning of their faith, but then they lose their way halfway.
所以我们把起初信心坚固到底，就要进入有份。
So here we say, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
希伯来书一章那边提到一个很好的榜样。
And in Hebrews, there's also another very good example.
21节。希伯来书章21节。
Chapter 11 verse 21。
这里谈到雅各扶着帐篷敬拜神。
Here we see that by Jacob leaning on the top of his staff.
雅各已经很老，身体虚弱了。
Jacob was very old and he was weak in health.
他没有办法跪下来祷告，就在床上扶着帐篷敬拜神。
He had no way to kneel down, but he held onto his staff in bed and worshipped God.
这一幕很美。
This is very beautiful.
我们每个弟兄姐妹都需要用雅各做榜样，到你要离世那一刻，你还没有离开神，还能够在床上扶着帐篷敬拜神。
We must remember this example, like Jacob, on the day that we die, leaning on the staff and worshiping God.
看回来这个刚刚所看的书记节。
Let's turn back to Romans 1:17.
神的义是本于信。
So the righteousness of God revealed
from faith. 用信做出发点。
It has the starting point.
以诸信。
And to faith.
用信出手。
It is held to the end.
用信完成。
And we must be completed in
faith. 所以神的义是从头到尾都是信。
So from faith, holding on to faith, to faith in the end.
再看到下面。
Let's continue on.
如经上所记，义人必因信得生。这里引证旧约的话，说如义人必因信得生。
And as it is written, the just shall live by faith, which is from the Old Testament.
这个哈巴谷二章第四节。
This is in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4.
中文圣经一千一百面。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4.
中文圣经一千一百面。哈巴谷二章第四节。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. The third to last book of the Old Testament.
哈巴谷二章的第四节。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4.
这里谈到为义人必因信得生啊，为义人必因信得生。
Here we see again this phrase, the just shall live by faith.
这个是保罗用来主张义人称义的圣经根据。
So this is the source of God's, Paul's writing about righteousness by
faith. 旧约圣经分量很多。
There are a lot of writings in the Old Testament.
要找出一节做到了义人称义根据，好像海底捞针啊。
It's as if he picked this verse out of the bottom of the sea.
保罗是法利赛人。
Paul is a Pharisee.
他旧约很熟悉，没有错。
He of course is very familiar with the Old Testament.
但是没有人比他更熟悉吗？
But wasn't there anybody who was more familiar than he was?
至少他的老师加马列比他更熟悉才对啊。
Of course, his teacher Gamaliel should have been even more familiar.
但他的老师并没有找到这一节。
But his teacher did not pick out this verse.
只有保罗去找到这一节。
Only Paul referred to this verse.
他怎么可能在那么多的旧约的圣经里面去找到这一句话来做他的根据？
How is it that he chose this verse out of all of the scriptures?
这是神的启示了。
Of course, it is God's revelation.
好像基督教历史比我们久。
Of course, the Christian history is longer than our churches.
神学家很多。
There are many theologians.
但是他们写了那么多的书。
But they have written so many books.
他们所做的基本信仰怎么行才得救的解释，有的圣经没有根据，有的把圣经根据解释错了。
Many of them explain salvation either incorrectly or without the reference to the Bible.
我们教会历史很短。
Our church's history is short. By
尤其大陆早期的传道人没有学问。
And the early workers of the church did not have much education.
台湾早期传道人也没有学问。
And the early preachers in Taiwan did not have much education either.
但他能够找出圣经旧约新约那么多跟主有关系的圣经根据。
But they were able to find the truth of salvation through the Bible.
神学家不一定找得出来的根据，我们找到了。
And other theologians could not find the answers, and yet we could see the answers.
是因为我们有圣灵的教导。
And this is all because we have the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
圣经的话是神的话。
And the Holy Spirit guided us to know the truth
in
the Bible.
有神启示，你看得很清楚；有没有神启示，你读一百遍的都不懂。
If you have the revelation of the Spirit, then you will understand immediately. If you do not, then you cannot understand it even after reading it many times.
保罗信主前是法利赛人。
And Paul, before he believed in Jesus, was a Pharisee.
就预言弥赛要出生在伯利恒。
And he knew that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
要为童女所怀孕。
He would be born of a virgin.
他一定很清楚了。
He must have known these prophecies.
耶稣真的成为出生在伯利恒，童女所怀孕。
And Jesus was born in Bethlehem and born of a virgin.
又行神迹给犹太人看。
And he performed many miracles for the Jews.
他们还把他抓去钉十字架。
And yet they they took him and crucified him.
旧约圣经有很多关于弥撒的预言。
And the Old Testament had many prophecies about the Messiah.
保罗一定很清楚。
Paul must have known them all.
但他看不出旧约所说弥赛亚就是耶稣基督。
But he did not see immediately that the Messiah prophesied was our Lord Jesus.
所以到处抓基督徒去定罪。
So that is why he arrested so many Christians and persecuted them.
后来也就用强光照他。
And finally, God showed him the light.
他眼睛瞎了。
He was blinded.
耶稣说：“你怎么逼迫我？”
And our Lord Jesus said, "Why do you persecute me, Saul?"
你是谁啊？
Who are you, Lord?
我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
He said, "I am he who you persecute, Jesus."
这个时候，保罗才知道耶稣复活是真的。
So it is only at that time that Paul realized Jesus is the Lord.
那耶稣复活是真的，他就是弥赛亚没有错啊。
And he realized Jesus is the true Messiah.
所以当他眼睛瞎的那个时候。
So at the point when he was blinded,
他的心的眼睛突然明亮了。
Suddenly the eyes of his heart were lightened.
肉体眼睛瞎了，心的眼睛明亮了。
His physical eyes were blinded, but his spiritual eyes were opened.
他在看见耶稣就是基督，就是救主。
And so he saw that our Lord Jesus was the true Messiah and the Christ.
后来到以拉伯旷野去，经过差不多三年。
And he spent 3 years in the wilderness of Arabia.
那一段期间在做什么？
What was he doing at that time?
他没有说明。
He did not say clearly.
很可能是在一处去读旧约圣经。
It's possible that he was reading through the Old Testament scriptures again.
然后他已经被圣充满，就祷告求神启示。
And he must have been filled with the Holy Spirit and asked God for revelation.
有神启示以后。
After he was revealed the truth.
心的眼睛明亮之后。
And after his spiritual eyes were enlightened.
他回去看就越看越清楚。
Then he understood the scriptures even more clearly.
所以他写的书有一个习惯说，经上说，经上记着说。
And so often in his writings he said, as it is written, or in the
scriptures.
He reveals the truth in the scriptures.
所以我们常常读新约，再回头去看旧约，会更清楚。
So that is why we read and we understand the truth in the Old Testament even more.
因为旧约很多预言，很多灵异，新约都有解释啊。
Because there are many hidden meanings or hidden truths prophesied in
the Old
Testament.
所以新约等于是旧约的注解。
So the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament.
那刚刚所读的罗马书第一章的15-17节，他说经上说，就是哈巴谷2:4这句话。
So that is why Paul writes, as it is written in verse 17, referring to Habakkuk.
他不但找到注解，而且了解注解在讲什么。
He not only found this verse, but he knew the meaning of this verse.
法利赛人时代的这个扫罗可能注解看不懂。
It's possible that the Pharisee Saul did not understand this verse.
现在他已经懂了。
But now he understands.
他说，义人必因信得生。
The just shall live by faith.
这个讲得很特别。
This is very special.
旧约的义人是什么样的义人呢？
In the Old Testament, what did the just refer to?
守神律法的人。
Those who observed God's law.
遵行神旨意的人。
Who obeyed the commandments of God.
所以应当说，义人必因义行得生才对啊。义人因义行得生，因好行为得生啊。
It should be that the just shall live by their works.
因为好行为得了永生，得了生命。
It should be that the just receive salvation and eternal life through their works.
没有讲因义行得生，他说因信得生。
But Habakkuk says here, the just shall live by faith, not by the law.
因为义人的好行为也是信心的表现。
Because the righteous acts of a good person are a sign of his righteousness.
他相信有神。
He believes in God.
他相信听神的话有好的结果。
He believes that obeying God's word will bring goodness.
违背神的话会受到报应。
And that disobeying God's word will bring punishment.
所以他的一行是信心的表现。
So the actions that he commits are part of his belief.
因为这样信是原因。
And that is the reason why the faith is
一行是结果。
And the works are the result.
有这个原因就有这个结果。
So if you have the reason, then you have the result.
雅各书所说的。
And that is what it says in James.
身体没有灵是死的。
Without faith, works is dead.
信心没有行为是死的。
And faith without works is dead.
有灵魂的身体有生命会活动。
If a body has a soul, then it will live and move.
有生命的信心会有行为表现。
So a person with faith will have works.
所以义人有义行是有信心的必然结果。
So a righteous person who has faith will naturally show good works.
因此义人得永生根本原因是信不出行为。
And so the receiving of salvation must come through faith, not through works alone.
这个不等否定行为啊。
It doesn't reject the importance of works.
他是说为什么义人有好行为呢？
It is giving the reason why a righteous person has good works. Because of their faith.
他的行为是信心的自然表现，必然结果。
And the works are a natural expression of their faith.
如果没有行为, 当信是假的信,
and if there is faith without works, then the faith is fake or dead.
所以哈伯谷讲到,一人就因信独生,不对因意行,
so that is why in Habakkuk it says, the just shall live by faith, not by works.
我们今天也是要这样相信,
and we too must believe this way.
我们都永生因着信,不对因着好行为,
we receive our salvation through faith, not through our good works.
但这个不等好行为没有用,不是等行不重要,
that doesn't mean that good works aren't important.
因为行为是信心的必然结果,
because the works must be a natural consequence of our faith.
行为是信的表现,
and the works are an expression of our faith.
信是原因,行为是结果,
and the faith is the reason and the works are the result.
脱不了关系的,
you can't separate the two.
所以根本问题是因信称义,因信都有神,而不是因行为,
and so we must be justified by faith, not by our works.
好,所以这个追节就是罗马书的一个关键的圣经章节,这个罗马书一章开始到书的让每一个地方都在强调的观念。
So when we read the rest of Romans, we must understand that this is the point of the whole book. Everything else proves this point.
好，那我们时间过了一点点，休息十分钟再看，再来看下面。啊，第二章比较简单啊，所以因为第一章这个关键问题啊，我们花点时间说明。啊，第二章比较简单，应当我们今天可以到第二章结束啊，休息十分钟再好吗？So
now we will have a 10-minute break. Let us pray in silence.
Amen. 现在我们看第四段，就是18到32节，外邦人的罪。
So now let's look at the fourth section, verse 18 through 32, the sin of the Gentiles.
外邦人的罪，头像是18、25节，不敬虔的罪。
The first part is from 18 to 25 of not glorifying God.
这里谈到神的愤怒要临到那些
And here it says the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodly and unrighteous men.
19节谈到神给人知道有神。
And God made it known that He is God.
20节说神用这个创造的大能显明他的存在，他的作为。
And in verse 20, He has shown His invisible attributes by the creation of the world and His works.
他们虽然知道有神，却不去拜造物的神，反而去拜偶像。
But even though they knew God, they did not glorify Him, but worship idols.
25节说他们自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，因为下面这个第23节就说他们所拜的神就会朽坏的偶像。
And 22 and 23 said they professed to be wise, but became fools because they changed the glory of God into worshipping idols.
当时的希腊文化很高，当然希腊人拜好多偶像，罗马人也拜好多偶像。
So the culture of the Greeks and the Romans was very high, but they worshipped many idols.
虽然是聪明，但是拜偶像变成愚拙。
And even though they were very wise and smart, but they became fools because they worshipped idols.
23节说他们所拜的偶像有飞禽、走兽、昆虫，就是拜动物为神。
And in verse 23 it says they worshipped animals as God.
25节说神就任凭他们。
So in 24 it says God gave them up.
这个任凭在24节、还有26节、还有28节三个地方都讲任凭。
And in three places in verse 24, 26, and 28 it said God gave them up.
神给人自由意志。
And what this means is
自由意志啊。
God gave man will.
那要善用自由意志，如果不善用去恶用，神就任凭他去了。
And if God, if people did not use their will or their rationale to understand things, then God would give them up.
神给他心里有神的意识，晓得有神，而且用万物创造表明他的作为，还要去拜偶像，神就任凭他去了。
And because God made it clear to them and gave people the ability to know Him, yet they went to worship idols, so He gave them up.
这个24节所谈到的。 常做心里情欲，行污秽的事，又说彼此玷辱自己身体，不是讲男女主角情欲，而就谈到拜偶像，把偶像当丈夫做依靠，做一种属灵的淫乱。And
in verse 24 it says, God gave them up to uncleanness and the lusts of their hearts, and it refers not to sexual immorality, but the immorality of worshipping idols. and through idol worship.
看耶利米书的第三章啊。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 3.
耶利米书第三章。
Jeremiah chapter 3.
十数节啊。
Verse 14.
三章十六节，这里谈到神是以色列人的丈夫。
Here it says that the Lord is the husband of Israel.
再看三章八到九节。
And let's look at chapter 3, verses 8 and 9.
这里谈到以色列人去拜偶像，把偶像当作丈夫做依靠，来跟偶像行淫乱。
And we see that the people of Israel worship the idols, use them as their reliance and committed adultery with the idols.
看回来罗马书第一章啊。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 1.
刚刚上看的二十四节谈到，乘着心里情欲行污秽的事，彼此登入自己的身体。从二十二节还有二十五节来了解，这个是讲拜偶像的行为。
So the description in verse 24, giving them up to uncleanness, the lust of their hearts, and dishonoring their bodies, from verses 22 and 25, we see this refers to worshiping idols.
那二十五到二十七节是讲同性恋。
And verse 26 to 27 refers to homosexuality.
在摩西的时代，律法上的规定不可以同性恋。
In the law of Moses, it also says we cannot commit homosexuality.
我们看利未记二十五章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter
20. 列记二十章十三节。
Leviticus chapter
20. 列记二十章十三节啊。
Leviticus chapter 20 verse 13.
这里是他的人跟男人跟男人行这个可憎的事，就是男跟男人之间的同性恋，这个是神真的可憎事，要把他杀掉。
So here God puts forth in the law that if a man has sexual relations with a man, he shall be put to death.
摩西离现在大约有3500年前就已经有这个同性恋了。
So in the time of Moses, 3,500 years ago, there was already homosexuality.
就当时外邦人的不好行为，摩西说你们到迦南地以后不要学他们这种行为。
And this was a practice of the unfaithful Gentiles, and Moses told them not to practice the same things as the Gentiles.
再看犹大书的第七节。
Let's look at Jude.
新约犹大书的第七节。
Jude verse 7.
又如所多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从烈性的情欲。就承受永火的刑罚作为见证，这个就讲所多玛的人也有这个同性恋，叫逆着性的情欲，就是同性恋。
So here it also refers to the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, giving themselves over to sexual immorality and going after strange flesh.
罗德在所多玛时候，所多玛城已经有同性恋，所以神用火来烧灭他们。
At the time of Lot, the city of Sodom was also practicing homosexuality, so God destroyed them with fire.
那差不多数千年前，数千年前了。
About 4,000 years ago.
所以这个同性历史已经很久。
So this history of homosexuality is very long in history.
那当时这个罗马人的社会也有这样的行为，所以保罗说这个会得到报应的。
And so this practice was also present in the time of the Romans, so God said that this would also be punished.
二十七节就谈到。这种同性恋会受妄为当得的报应。
And in verse 27 it says that the homosexuality will receive the penalty of their error, which is their due.
那到底是什么报应？他没有讲。
What the penalty is, he does not describe.
今天有所谓的艾滋病开始发生的时候是同性恋，现在不一定同性恋，现在很多这个有这个受污染的机会啊。但刚刚开始说是因为非洲的通奸的发起这个艾滋病。
And we know that the AIDS epidemic in the beginning was very common among homosexuals.
那这个同性恋，保罗说要受报应是什么报应？没有讲，大概是列数这个艾滋病这一种很难医好的病啊。
And Paul does not say specifically what the penalty is, but it is possible it is something similar to this epidemic.
这个神所憎恶的啊。
And this is something that God hates.
那二十八节以下就谈到不义的罪啊，这个不义的罪他列出好多。
And from verse 28 on, he lists out other very serious sins.
那二十八节开头就说，他们既然归不那神，神任凭他们去存邪僻的心，行那些不合理事，那就是说， 一个人心中如果没有神地位，什么坏事都可以做出来。
So in verse 28 it says that they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. That is, if a person does not have God in their mind, then they can do any evil thing.
一个心中有神地位人啊，就比较不敢乱来。
But if a person does have God in his heart, then he will not be so willing to sin.
那如果心中没有神地位啊，就没有神地位，就没有审判，没有报应，就什么都敢做了。
So if a person does not have God in their heart, then they will not believe in the judgment and will be more easily sinful.
耶稣被诱惑时候，他我不能做这个大恶来得罪神，可见他心里有神地位，不敢乱来。
So we know that Joseph, when he was tempted by his master's wife, he knew that he would offend God by doing such a wrong.
我们可以参考诗篇。
Let's look at Psalm.
诗篇的十四篇啊，十四篇。
Psalm 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇十四篇第一节。
Psalm number 14, verse 1.
疑顽人心里说没有神，他们都邪恶，行可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善啊。这里谈到，因为有人说没有神，就行了可憎恶的事情，不行善。
We see that if a fool has says in his heart, "There's no God," they are corrupt and do no good.
我们基督徒因为心中有神地位，所以我们不敢乱来。
So because we as Christians believe God and have Him in our hearts, then we do not want to sin.
那外邦人因为他心中没有神，所以就有很多的不义的行为。
But because the Gentiles did not have God in their hearts, they have many evil deeds.
二十九节以下到三十二节都提到他们所犯的好多违反道德良心的行为。
And so from verse 29 to 32 on, it says many evil deeds that they do against God.
那三二节下面谈到，他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
And that they not only do these things, but also approve those who also do them.
很多做坏事人不是自己去行动而已，他也希望别人跟他同伙去行那些恶。
And many people who are sinful not only do it themselves, but hope others to do the same.
就好像两个人要偷东西，一个到里面去偷，一个在外面看有没有人来。
For example, if somebody wants to steal something, they have somebody conspiring with them to make sure they are not caught.
打麻雀输个少一个就不能玩。
But in playing mahjong, you can't play with three alone.
我的两个儿子小时候台湾的电视刚刚有电视说啊。有这个勇士们那个节目啊，我家里没有电视，因为怕孩子影响功课，他去邻居看。
And my two sons, when they were young, we did not have a television at home because I did not want them to be influenced. But they went to their friend's house to watch TV.
我的内人比较疼那个老二啊，那个男孩子啊，老二。
And my wife favored the younger son.
老大想看电视就叫弟弟一起去。
So the older son, when he wanted to watch, he called his younger brother to go with him.
他希望妈妈看了弟弟面子不会打他。
And he hoped that seeing the younger one going, he wouldn't be punished by his mother.
没有想到妈妈照打。
But he didn't realize that his mother would punish them both.
然后就面向墙壁啊，趴在墙壁，然后被打屁股。
Had him face the wall and he was spanked.
他说叫壁虎功，好像壁虎爬在墙壁上啊。
And just like a lizard who's against the wall.
很多人做坏事都是要带一两个去一同做坏事，壮壮胆啊。
So a lot of people when they want to do something bad, they bring others along with them.
好，那因为我们没有很多时间讲太详细啊，现在我们就看到第二章。
So we will continue on to chapter 2 now.